you know when you're bored when you're playing Grand Theft Auto when you're just stopping like at red lights. Yeah, he's just, yeah, it's green. Like the right they still be honking at you. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? they know who you are.
Like, he's like, move out the way.
Don't you got missions to do, stupid? Get the fuck out of here.
You got a heist to get to.
I'm a hawk three times. I know this nigga got a rocket launcher and all that shit. I'm a chill.
Do you want that to just purely live here in this universe? Jesus.
This man's so proud.
Yo, we got to take this nigga's phone, bro. We have to take this nigga's phone.
I'm just laughing at the fact that, like, niggas agree. You know?
Here we go. You're just doing so much out of pocket things. Yeah. Like, I was like, what the hell was that?
Are you all looking at little people?
Bro.
No, it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen?
Yeah, my mom be watching it.
I be walking by. I'm like, mom, why are you watching this?
She was watching it all day this morning. They got that stupid ass song.
Yeah. They be like this.
Just wait. Just.
What am I watching?
I'm watching this.
No, you're not.
Look, like right here.
What am I watching?
I should have gone with him. Like, you're.
I'm watching the show. There's 90%
Kate. And we all watch it actually talking. And their faces are hey, man. I'm just going to leave that there. At some point, I'm going to look down. And you're going to see 3 feet. Yo, I don't think I ever want to, like, be on Taz's phone and see a message pop up, bro. I'm scared of what pops up.
I'm sure y'all
I just imagine Tad to be sitting watching straight face just it man be dead.
You sit there like
dedicated with a toothpick in his mouth.
Just flipping it
in a white beater.
It's dirty.
With stain.
Look, Kool-Aid stain.
Whole room smell like Newports.
I'm gonna take screenshots and send y'all the bitch cake. We're not supposed to. Can we start over?
It's too late, bro.
I'll cut it all out. It's okay.
Really?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
I give the people the content.
Hell nah.
And it's a little woman with big ass cakes. Who called it cakes? I hate that. That shouldn't be in my head.
What, cakes?
You? Cupcakes.
Me, that's me and Tad.
It's booty when it's a normal person, but it's cakes when it's a...
It's really cupcakes.
Whoa, Debbie's.
Yo!
I don't know.
I'm good on that.
I don't know. I just didn't want to leave him hanging. I was just like, yeah, man.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm good on that one.
We talk about.
Insert video of me doing my TED talk.
No.
Oh.
We haven't even done the title of this motherfucker.
Anyway, have y'all looked at Nancy Pelosi's titties? I'm just, hey, I know 81, I get it.
Well, I'm not hip to it.
But anyway, we were cracking jokes. We were talking, nah, I ain't going to do that. That's kind of nasty.
What do you mean?
The dried up milk.
That's not confirmed, though.
But she is.
You just see powder.
She is like white gypsy.
Yeah, bro, that's what I told him back.
I didn't
hear
that.
I was like, bro, you pressed me like.
She is 80.
Are you good? Mm. My knee started hurting all of a sudden.
What happened? Did you bump your knee?
I hit something.
I want these fights to work.
What would I do?
Hell no, I'm not paying for these motherfuckers.
That's why you pay.
They there.
Per. Every
streamy,
time you
streamy,
view.
Streamy, streamy.
You pay per view.
Hell no. Nah.
You view. Speaking of pay per view, if you wanted an update.
No, on what? On what? No. What are you talking about? I know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I'm not supposed to be like this. You can't be looking.
We'll leave it between us. Hey guys, welcome back to the Collective Podcast. Another host chat with the homies. I don't know what to talk about this episode because it seems like for the first time in like an eternity, nothing crazy happened. Unless I'm missing something. Did something crazy happen this
2021.
Week?
Not really. I don't want to smell that one because it's up against your mouth.
It's his mic. I made sure that happened. Well, it's mine, but he hijacked it from me.
How often do people use these?
Just when I bring them. These are my mic.
It smells very neutral. Smells good, actually.
Neutral,
like not mouth-ish.
Like, because no one speaks into them anymore.
Like, if somebody you ever went to like an old black church,
fat,
and then going onto the stage and grab one of these off a mic, you will pass out.
It's ripe.
You will pass out. It's nasty. Just picture all old morning breath has been concentrated on the tip of the cover.
My grand baby,
they come
singing
to
hymns.
Yeah, blown directly into the mic.
Preacher.
Spat directly onto
now,
the mic.
Now, Gladys put this whole event together, so you gotta make sure y'all go back there and say hey to her.
You know who you sound like? No, you sound like the dude from Voodoo Dogs, the jail, prison dude. The choice is yours. Who's it gonna be, Tom?
Hold on.
Now, my grandbaby's about there. Hi, grandbabies.
I heard. I forget what I was watching. There was some kind of interview with this dude who went to prison for some BS, and he talked about. I don't think I talked about this last time I was here.
Okay.
But he talked about how like his first night, like in prison, he had a cellmate. They were chilling. You know, he's over there being like 2 feet away.
Right.
But like,
yeah,
he's over here.
Not very far.
And it got dark. And his cellmate tried him.
Like a fight or fuck?
Both.
Oh, word.
And he tried to get his butt. And he was like, Jesus. I tried my hardest. I tried to fight him.
Wow.
Fought him until I couldn't fight anymore. Then
damn,
I blacked out. He got the
that?
Butt.
A nigga giving up?
Yes. He said he was straight. He was just like, but he tried. He was like, I had tried. He was like, I fought as hard as I could until I had no more. Like, picture you being tired and your cellmate just start. Like, your cellmate being like, are you done? Oh, you done?
That was funny.
you're like, the look of defeat.
Just like, after a point, you get tired.
You're just like, there's no power. There's no power. It's just, all right.
You done, little nigga?
Yeah. It's like, all right. It's like, yeah.
You look.
It's like, you won,
bro. You look tired.
You done, little nigga?
You look tired.
He's like, all right, you got me.
And then
you
the
got
next, he said the next night, same thing.
You're not going to quit,
dark,
is you?
Nah. Guard stopped walking by. He tried him again. He fought him until he couldn't. Took his butt again.
Damn. It's so funny.
It's not. But it's a grown ass man.
Oh, you're like, it's a grown man.
I know it's a grown man.
Like, just, nah, you're not going to take it from me, dog.
I'm imagining the other nigga. I'm imagining
today,
like the nigga wait.
It's Thursday.
Bro.
And today marks the last day you do this to me.
I'm imagining the other nigga just like, bro, I'm imagining the other nigga that's just like laying down waiting for the guard to go by. You just hear,
right.
Dude. Just hop down off the bunk. Just hop down off the top bunk and look at him.
It's like,
it be dark too. Y'all both be in y'all bunk.
You gonna fight?
Like, y'all both be in y'all bunk.
This shit.
That nigga done a front flip off his bunk.
Landed stuck like it. This. superhero pose.
It's just looking.
I'm tired of this shit, man.
That's fucking
shit.
Hilarious.
Oh, this
we've been doing this for 3 days. I'm tired.
You
gotta
time.
Be tired by now. Okay, God. Shit.
No.
That's
no.
funny. It's tired. That should not be funny. That should not be funny.
You're in a cage.
Yeah, concrete. Bro, rape is funny.
Cage. No, it's not.
What?
I'm just joking.
Damn. I never know
with
you.
This nigga Devin said.
Never know with me.
Never.
What
am I
that sounds scary as
I do not want to go to prison, bro.
No.
Oh, hell nah.
No. I thought about that the other day.
You have no rights. Prison. You have no
yeah,
rights.
I was like, bro, like, literally, you can just be stupid for one day, and the next thing you know, your life is
it
over.
It defines you.
It's over.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the thing. It's not even about how can you survive on the way in, like, while you're in there. It's how are you going to survive being and when you come out, right?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to survive when you're like actually out here
Because, like, think about if you went to prison in, like, 1999 and you didn't get out until this year, you wouldn't know
what the fuck's jobs going can on you take?
That's
you
weird to like think
just
about.
Technology wise, you wouldn't know what the fuck's
going on. Oh, yeah. That just messed
you
had, me
the
up.
Like, you fucking went in pandemic with flip phones, like, you went in with Razer was the hot thing, and you come out and people have iPhone 12s, you'd be like,
which, hey, where the Echo Unlimited store at?
They're
the what?
So
what?
The that's
facts. Whoa.
Right?
Because, I mean, you get some kind of, like, could see, like, some kind of update.
Y'all niggas wearing FUBU there, still?
Like, not really.
Right.
What?
Hey, bro, I need what? Kmart
it's
real
like,
quick. Bro,
this is the fashion. Y'all got that South Pole?
Yeah. Hey, I can't wait to get out and go to Toys R Us with my kids.
It's like,
I told my son I was going to take him to see Shrek 2.
They don't know Toys R Us is gone.
Toys R Us is gone.
Going with me a movie at Blockbuster.
I can't wait to go to Blockbuster for me a movie.
It's like, bro, what's the first thing you do when you get out, bro? Man, I'm going to Blockbuster, son. Let me tell you.
I'm going to visit my friend at
the
tower.
I'm going to buy a new Razor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you can do that. You can do that, though. You can do that, though.
You can't buy a new Razor. The Razor's like $1,200 now.
Yeah, it's stupid. I'm going to pull up the Hollywood video real quick.
What'd you say? Loud.
What'd he say? I missed it.
Twice.
I just wanted to see what the fuck.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to go to Blockbuster. I'm going to go visit my sister at the towers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he did.
Only right. Louis C.K. or somebody.
It was in the moment, guys. I'm cutting it.
You can't retell it. Yeah. Crazy, because, like, Tad's type of dark. Tad be like, don't talk about the towers. But you want to talk about somebody getting, you know, anal prolapse.
Facts.
Anal prolapse is funny as fuck. No.
Oh, you meant those towers.
No,
somebody.
What?
Noah.
You
are you a bitch. I thought it was cell towers. I'm joking.
Oh, hey.
I fuck with y'all.
Prolapse is a choice.
Put
that on a t-shirt. Prolapse is a choice. Ain't nobody
what?
Ever said, ain't nobody choice. Ever said, aw, dang. Nah.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
That's a choice. I understand, but like,
you don't know what prolapse is?
Like anal prolapse.
We don't gotta talk about
oh.
it.
Oh.
Yeah, we really don't.
We ain't gotta talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? I can guarantee somebody already Googled it. Somebody already Googled it.
There's probably a whole subreddit. There I wouldn't even it's probably got at least 15,000 members.
Yeah.
Hey, let me call you back real quick.
Okay. Research later.
Okay.
I have a question because remember you brought it up in the car when it happened the day of because we had already recorded something about this
whole
thing.
No idea.
The Dogecoin situation.
Doge.
Okay.
Doge.
See, that proves how much I don't know about that shit.
I'm not an expert.
I'm out the loop, bro.
I feel like y'all too.
I can't be the financial advisor for everyone.
I don't want financial. I just want to know what's going on.
Do you know what?
And you're not giving financial advice.
No, I'm not giving financial advice.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't it illegal?
Yeah,
you can't. You got to disclaim that you're not giving.
I'm not yet. Definitely not.
I've
but
seen a lot of videos of financial
advice. Do you know what Bitcoin is? I'm not saying, like, do you
to
know exactly?
To some certain extent, I guess.
Like, you know, it's a cryptocurrency?
Yes.
Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency. And it's just been getting a lot of hype. And, like, Elon Musk has been talking about it on Twitter, and Mark Cuban has brought it up on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's just been in Reddit. Mm-hmm. Has been exploding with, I mean, people were already talking about it on Reddit, but like with the whole GameStop situation,
mm-hmm.
there's like hundreds of thousands of members pouring into these Reddit, like subreddits, and driving the price of this cryptocurrency up. So that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's basically gaining popularity and people are buying it. And as more people buy it, then the price goes up.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as the general population gets more, you know, bored as we usually will.
Yeah.
You can see, you know, people. You can make money, mm-hmm. but just
it's
we're
volatile.
Not sure of
it's
the longevity
super,
of the goal.
It's super, yeah, it's not like an Apple. Or
yeah,
a Tesla
we won't see
you
it. We
money
won't yeah,
and then expect it to do this.
It we won't see it to be anywhere done. Near like Bitcoin because with Bitcoin, the reason why Bitcoin's so high is that there's only a limited supply
right.
of Bitcoin, and you know when you're trading towards a Bitcoin, you're trading towards. An actual currency that doesn't depreciate.
Gotcha.
By any means,
it can't. It's kind of like Bitcoin. The price of Bitcoin kind of works on supply and demand. Like most of the cryptocurrencies kind of work on supply and demand. Is like if when people start to buy it and that demand goes up, it just shoots the price up. Like Bitcoin was like 6 cents
mm-hmm.
in 2009,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like $40,000 for every
one.
Every one of those 6 cent coins in 2009. Which I tried to explain to my dad, and he was like.
And the thing is, because like, the crazy thing is, it's like people don't understand it. But you got to like relate it to a car or something like that. Like imagine if you had a fucking only 21 of us in the world have this new Corvette that came out. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually, you know, some people are going to want to sell their Corvettes, but some people want to keep their Corvettes, and then the value is just going to
sell for a million.
And then the value is never going to go down because there's still only 21 of them.
Right. Right. The demand can go up. And then Bitcoin. I think Elon Musk put hashtag Bitcoin in his freaking bio.
And people were like, yeah.
He's a troll.
Trying to trade towards pieces of Bitcoins. Because even if you're trading towards that piece of the Bitcoins, like, what, 44, 40 something?
Yeah, you don't have to buy it. Like, it's not like you have to
buy the fucking whole 40,000.
It's all proportional. Like, if you buy $10 worth of Bitcoin, like 0.0002 Bitcoin, and it goes up 100%, mm-hmm. you gain 100% of the money that you put in there.
Have y'all bought
Bitcoin? But no.
I don't. I didn't.
I have money in other like currencies.
I bought Bitcoin before and I made like $8, but then I said this is stupid, and I bought Dogecoin and then made like $200.
Recently?
Last week.
Whoa.
Yeah, but like you have to watch. I hate it because you really have to watch. Like, this is not what we're talking about. You have to. It's just really volatile.
Okay.
So you have to watch it like on a minute by minute, hour by hour basis. Cause
damn, that's stressful.
Right. Because like March Madness tanks sometimes, and it's just it's up. It's
and like yeah, and you start definition. To yeah, you start to go lower than what your investment was, mm-hmm. and then it starts
and
to get
to
a little scary.
Hold so you don't lose money, and then eventually it'll go up. But you have to be there when it goes to that threshold of where you bought in, or else.
Gotcha.
Could be like skyrocket and then come back down, and then you look at it and you're like, oh wow, okay, if I would have just been looking at my phone 4 hours ago, I would have not been $200 in the hole. It's that quick.
Whoa.
It's that quick. Depending on how much money you have, like how many units of Dogecoin or whatever you have, it can make a huge difference to your bank account. You could fluctuate a couple hundred, you could fluctuate a couple dollars, you could fluctuate a couple $100, mm-hmm. you could fluctuate a couple $1,000 on an hour by hour basis.
Yeah.
So
you have to have a lot of time on your
hand. Not really. Like, you just pull out. Like, I pull out.
That's what Wall Street Bets is trying to do, the subreddit. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do is alleviate the whole, where should I put my money and things of the sort. So that's why people are going to GME, GameStop stock, fucking AMC, you know, places like that.
You just looked at it.
I just lost.
But only thing is, it's that it's in it. The Wall Street Bet subreddit is a manipulation of the stock. That's like, you know, and things of the sort. We're all putting money into it.
It's nothing illegal.
It's like, nothing illegal. Yeah, it's nothing that they weren't already doing.
Yeah,
and they don't like that we are doing the same. Because like, what they would do normally is have a bunch of their rich friends or people who have money, and they all put money into a hedge fund real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, flip that shit. Like, hey, are we all putting money? And the people think, and people in the general public be like, oh my god, people
it's
are
going
putting,
up.
That's
it's
that's going up. We should put stuff in there.
Yeah,
okay,
all
cool.
Buy into it and it just shoots the price up.
Shoots the price up. They stop. They where everybody else shooting their shit up. Okay, boom, we're out. And that shit tanks. You guys are like, oh well, oh fuck. Oh, well, you put our money in here and everybody, and then they already knew because they're the ones who drove the fucking shit up in the first place, and they're already on to the next thing by that time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you're already
People who don't like
so this
understand hype.
There's too many of us with too little money to be able to manipulate.
Yeah,
that
hard. When you're talking millions of billions of dollars, you can actually push a stock. Like you can drive you and your like your hedge fund can drive the price of a stock up, but me putting in a couple $100 isn't gonna do shit.
Yeah,
like you're not gonna see any kind of influence there. But people with a bunch of money, they
can periodically
influence the market.
Yeah. If you can invest enough to be able to invest again, it's just your best bet. I wouldn't invest and say be like, oh my god, I can afford my next blank.
No,
you can just be like, I can afford to invest again. Like this is level two now. Like, I've made it to level two finally. Okay, cool. Like, and then you can keep doing it.
It's like a big complicated slot machine.
Mm-hmm. It's just where do you put your money is the issue.
And when do you put in and when do you pull out?
Yeah, I can't buy that whole.
Yeah, that's too much for me.
It's fun though. Like,
not
I like
too much. It's just kind of intimidating.
It's very intimidating.
I like looking into the companies and then kind of look at the like the climate, what's going on, mm-hmm. and determining what I'm gonna be like. I kind of like
all yeah. It's fun. If you make multiple investments and you don't invest anything that you aren't willing to lose by any means, then it's way less stressful.
Yeah, don't put everything.
It's really, honestly, like you have everything to gain at that point. You're like, oh, well, shit, you know, I'm playing the market like everybody else is. And then, you know, but think, you know, Robinhood is a good, you know, broker for everybody else to, you know, people like us to use. And of course, these motherfuckers who are, you know, elite are going to have, they're not using Robinhood, but.
Yeah.
I feel like this is not financial advice, but I feel like Robinhood, anytime something major happens, like when the GameStop stuff happened, they got overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were placing so many, I think I told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
They might not even have the money.
No. Yeah. When people were placing so many orders, like the way Robinhood works is the stocks take about like 2 days for them. And this is straight from them. It takes about 2 days for the stock transfer to actually happen from like company to you through the broker. So when you like sell a stock, they give you that money. That money comes from Robinhood.
Mm-hmm.
Their available cash until they can get that stock to the company, and then they get covered.
Because I think even with banks keep like 10% of the reserve. They have $100 million.
They keep ten million in the bank
so that they can be able to keep transactions going.
It's essentially a number on a screen. Your account balance.
Right. So Robinhood's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, but
they have money in reserve.
Yeah. They'll like loan you the money or the price of that share. And then when the transfer goes through, then that money.
They will get reimbursed.
But when GameStop happened, you have millions of people making huge orders of GameStop stock, and they're having to give all the trading, selling, and buying, and they're having to hand all this money out to all these people while these stocks transfer, and it happened in like a day.
And then they're also creating people are creating accounts specifically,
right? Just to buy GameStop,
they're verifying people's social security numbers, making sure none of these people are bots.
Yeah, they ran out of money and started having to like restrict people's trading.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like shitting on Robinhood because they're like, no, this is because y'all are just trying
this
to make
fraudulent.
No, they couldn't afford.
No,
they
dude, like
afford
all of you are
that were coming to them.
All of you are manipulating this stock right now.
I was talking shit too. I was talking shit because I was like, they restricted like 50 stocks, like 50 companies were restricted.
Yeah, Cash App was like, this shit's not happening to us. They took all those stocks completely off
everybody
of there.
Everybody was pissed, and I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Did not know
but
that.
They just didn't have enough money to.
Yeah, Cash App won't even list those stocks. Like the ones that are just like people are like throwing all their money into this, and they're not on Cash App right now.
Yeah. A bunch of people lost a ton of money because GameStop went from like $400 a share to $50 or $60 right now. And some people bought at the top thinking it was going to rebound.
But that's why a lot of people do not like the dark web stuff. Like if on the dark web, you'll find people find people making transfers and things like that. Like, oh, they're putting money here. We should let's put our money there. And people do. There's all kinds of stuff, ways that people are finding ways to make, you know, finding where money's going and putting their money in that circulation and shit. So it's just.
It's all going to get. I feel like sooner or later. It's probably this year. It's going to. There is going to be crackdown on
a lot of that
coming
shit.
Up like that. Because. Government.
Because you got to think about it. Yeah, people
poor
came
people aren't supposed to be rich.
Up last year. During the pandemic. During the pandemic, we. Like the rich got so much richer.
Right.
They found ways to get so much richer.
Yeah, but like when middle class and lower middle class people start investing in these stocks and making like tens of thousands of dollars in a couple of days, and a couple hundred grand, they're like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're gonna have to. There will be taxes taken out. Like, people who really made money, like they're gonna be taxed eventually, but within the next year. But that's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not supposed to happen. But nothing illegal has happened. It's just
interesting.
Overwhelming the market.
Thanks for the explanation, guys. I was really confused.
That's all I've been looking at for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks.
Yeah, people are freaking out.
Yeah, you're super freaking out. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But hey, man, people are making money. I like that.
Yeah. Speaking of freaking out, a very, very huge announcement about the NCAA video game coming back.
Yeah.
You brought that up. And I wanted to talk about it and get everybody's perspective because I have my own.
Yeah, because when I immediately saw it, I was like, one, is it real? And then it was real.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. But the whole controversy of it beforehand was that the kids weren't making money.
Right.
Now, we all know, on the flip side, those kids are making money.
They're making money. Just not
they're making money on the back end.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, they're not
it's
allowed
not up front.
To, they're
yeah.
not
it's
allowed
not
to make
money
up front. Exactly, yeah. So
my thing with that specific topic is they passed the whole legislation with players being able to make money off their likeness.
They did.
With getting a representative.
Just now?
Just last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After all these,
yeah,
it's, yeah. That's all the thing about.
They've been fighting that fight for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And how do you animate somebody and don't even consider paying them?
Couldn't tell you.
This is you.
But one person had a problem with it after maybe like 20 years of the game coming out, and then went to court, and then after 14, they canceled the game, which
right.
In spite, I guess, was the right
it was the right decision. Thing to do. But
also kind of
it
like,
left
damn
us
nigga we want the fucking fu-
yeah, yeah it right. it yeah. left us with years of no college football to play.
Yeah, and apparently they're going to be attacking the design of the game a lot differently, as in not specifically putting the likeness of, say, I don't know, Joe, if they made this 2 years ago, Joe Burrow on LSU,
right.
you're not going to see that. You're going to get a black quarterback.
Instead. Right, instead of him.
Why is that? Just to avoid likeness?
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Because look, bro.
They just don't want to pay them?
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, screw them.
Because, bro, it's
use
like.
Your number, your height, and your body type and stuff like that,
like
but not your face.
The slightest differences. Like, you're going to notice it.
That's so
right.
stupid.
It's like,
that's
remember.
Because the only goal in all of this
I was
is
hoping
to make,
they wouldn't
is to
do
make
that.
The money.
Right. right.
That's what
more,
I was hoping
it'd
they
be
wouldn't
a more
do.
Quality game if they would just get over themselves.
But also, in spite, EA was like, we're not really going to be working so close knit with NCAA. Hence the name change is College Football Live video game.
Wow.
So it's going to be hand in hand with ESPN. What's the Players Association, whatever it's called, and. Just a slight.
What, college football has a players association?
Something like that. College Football Hall of Fame or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it boils
it's
down
like closely
to
knit
not
to
wanting
ESPN.
To pay.
Yeah,
facts. No, what about, are they going to do something like they do with like 2K or Madden, where they have a Hall of Fame team or something like that? Are they going to have throwback
sure.
players?
I think they're trying to do Ultimate Teams
they
again.
Did that one okay. year. Cause
the
in,
last,
for,
the
in
last
14.
Year. The last year.
Because I think they put Cam in there, Tim Tebow. Like, everybody that we loved in college, they all got paid for that.
Right.
But the kids that were actually playing still
didn't get
paid. But still had their likeness in the game, didn't see no money.
That's when the problem started, when they put the Heisman mode in it. And
facts.
You were paying out the wazoo, like, a lot of money to Barry Sanders, to all these other Herschel
RG3, you're paying hella money to them.
And it's,
but the kids in there, that's you're
nothing,
actually playing – you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's my only. That was my biggest thing. It's just like if you're making the game, it's gonna be another issue. Mm-hmm. You know, later on, it's gonna be brought up. Like, okay, are you paying the kids or not? And when you bring the game out, we have so much social media at this point where even any one of the players could be like, yo, this looks just like me,
right.
even though it doesn't.
Right.
But it could be like, this looks just like me.
It could be like.
Now you gotta pay me. It has my number and it has my name here.
Fact. Even though they're not doing the names thing, because that's when they went wrong, right?
They never did names.
Mm-mm.
No,
really? 14, they did
names. It was always QB number one.
For college.
The NCAA 14 pushed it when they put like an exact version of Johnny Manziel in their video game.
Facts. Yeah, I do remember that.
That's when they ran into issues.
The quarterback had the sleeve, number two, the face.
Fast as hell. So Johnny was like,
that's
me.
Where's my check, dude?
Yeah.
I believe he got a check for it, because a lot of those people that ended up feeling like, that's
is
me.
Is that
compensation?
Can they not negotiate like a fair or
it's somewhere in their
price?
Little contract
like,
they
bruh.
Signed when they went to school.
Because it's fucked, because you got to think about like EA is a big company, but like they have a bunch of games and a bunch of different firms. Like, all around.
That's a lot of kids to pay.
Mm. And majority of them are professionals.
And you spend all that money on one video game. You got a bunch of games that got to launch that year, too.
And I guess
if you think
about it, it would be more work to make the characters more specific to the, or make the players more specific to like the actual.
Right,
players.
You spend $50 million on a Madden game or an NCAA game, and now people are mad that Sims comes out 4 years later. Like, it's just shit
like
that happens.
Because what? Don't they have to pay each school individually? Dev, yeah.
I don't know.
I thought I read something like that. Like
they put the stadiums in the games and stuff like that,
and the fight.
But that's
songs.
What I'm saying. They pay the school. Like they have to pay the schools up front.
So they could probably pay the kids through boosters or something like that, man.
DLC.
You can't pay.
DLC.
You wouldn't be able to pay something. You can pay the kids through
DLC. Right, exactly. You just have a team DLC. You get the DLC, you have all the actual
players. All their names.
I definitely want to do more.
That sounds like some EA shit. You can pay for each name. A dollar a player.
A dollar a name?
I was saying a team.
$1 a player.
This man, DLC 18. This man, Tad, is trying to save people. No, he's thinking like EA. Yeah. Max thinking EA.
EA will give you a random loot pack.
Yeah. It's like, you want, buddy?
And that loot pack is going to be one of the players on that team, and you get to unlock their name.
It's going
to
be a referee name.
It's like, you want Buddy from this team? Okay.
And then they'll give $30. And then they'll give you a gesture of him doing one of the new TikTok dances.
Right.
It's like, as a celebration as a touchdown.
The logo. Oh, the juju. But yeah, basically, I want to do a little bit more research, especially with knowing that most of these kids, like by next year, or which the game's not coming out for a while. Yeah. Like,
was it 2022?
It's gonna be further, like 2024.
Yeah. Wow.
They still, because even though they announced it, they still have to work. They're still rolling out
the new Mass Effect games and all the other stuff. They don't got time.
But all in all, I think by that time, a lot of kids will have representation to the point if they have an issue, they're gonna get paid for it, and there's not gonna be a liability in whatever contract they signed with the NCAA.
But I also think that it's also gonna be the game of where do you go to school. Can the guy that the running back for Alabama, he can argue it, but can the lineman at Ball State?
But now can he argue it? I tell you why I feel like the Ball State linebacker can, because they've added all FCS schools as well in this game.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's about to be crazy.
They've added 100 more teams than any other roster.
Why would they do that?
Because that's why. So they're not even gonna put any likeness in the game at all. Because
I mean,
because when you think about having to render all that stuff in, as a game developer, you're not going to want to put everybody's face in.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to take more work. Like on top of paying the players, you're going to have to pay.
So if you hear about more teams being put in, nobody's getting there.
And then think about it. Think about it. It's like every year, people only know probably like a max 5 college football players for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, let's think about it.
But you can't pick and choose. You can't just.
Yeah, you can't. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's where their issue is. Like, We really can't put the 5 in there that everybody knows, and then everyone's gonna be on like some BS. Yeah. But at the same time, like,
and then you kind of do, because
people are gonna be upset. Like, people are gonna be like, "Well,
why isn't my son?
Yeah,
why isn't my son?
See, that's what I'm worried.
He's number 32. Yeah. Where's his face?
Like paying a cover athlete and all the other stuff like that. You're just gonna have to have not have a cover athlete on it. Just put a football on the fucking front of the.
Just put the mascots on there.
Sounds like communism.
Like, just put the mascots on there.
Less exciting though. It makes it less involved. You're just like, I'm playing with teams.
I mean,
you know who you're playing with.
That's like everything. When you have to like follow the rules, nothing's gonna be as fun as it really was.
Facts.
But I'm excited for the game in general. I mean,
I want to see how it plays.
Hope they don't NBA Live this shit, to be honest with you, bro. NBA Live is kind of lit sometimes. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I like their graphics.
I'm not gonna lie. Playing the new Live, I'd be like, yo, this is fun.
Like the latest.
Yeah, but then sometimes I get so annoyed because I know this animation is gonna get the ball in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I blocked that shit. Yeah. Like, I know in real life, I'm packing the fuck out of your shit.
Yeah. There's no, you can tell that like in 2K, there's like a system set up for how the players interact with the ball and shit. Whereas Live, it's kind of like it's an arcade video
you're
game.
You're like, yep, that's going in. You're just like, yep, it's going in. All right.
Yeah.
That's Steph Curry.
Like, you know Steph Curry's going to – he's going to shoot that half-court shot because it's like that's Steph Curry in a video game, whereas in 2K it's like you're not going to shoot that shot.
Yeah. Right. It's like you got to think of the
because
logistics.
You're not – your feet's not set. You know, it's like – you know, it's like that's the type of shit.
It's like he's off balance. He can't hit that.
Yeah.
But in Live –
That's in.
That's in.
He can hit it on either foot, no matter.
Just have to, just have to click the ball. Bro, I'm telling you.
The Magic Johnson.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. I'd be upset.
Speaking of football, are y'all into the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Hell yeah, I'm
going
Super
for
Bowl.
Tom.
Watching the
Thank
Super
you.
Bowl.
Hey,
King Tom.
I've
converted.
Dev was like, "Who you got?" I was like, "Tom," and he was like, "Not the butt." I was like, "No, Tom." I don't. Who cares? Hey, it's Tom. Like, who cares, bro?
No, I'm into Hell the Bucks no. winning too.
I'm just into the fact that he
mind,
get on his own.
I don't mind either of them winning, bro. Yeah. I just if Tom that wins, man,
legend, already legend.
It's
solid.
I just want to
solidify.
The legend continues.
It's solidified. Yeah. Legend at that continues. Point. I'm making burgers and shit tomorrow.
oh, dude, me and my brother-in-law are cooking. I can't wait. But anyway.
Bro, I made a burger on ciabatta bread the other day, bro.
That sounds good.
I thought I was fancy, bro.
That shit, brioche, it don't matter, bro.
Fuck with it.
Brioche. Wow.
Yeah. Brioche is fine.
That shit. That
shit. Yeah. When they go, yeah, I'd be like, yo.
See, I know right. more about the
Megan right. meme.
Or the
I don't fuck me like this. Fuck me like this. Yeah,
not that meme. I was talking about Megan from Drake and Josh.
I know, but I was wait.
What?
You gotta specify.
Yeah.
You said Megan.
Nigga, when you say Megan, it's Megan Thee Stallion nowadays.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. You get.
Pussy.
We're not talking about Sorry. Megan.
Damn.
Sorry, my fault.
Damn.
I forgot we had a camera. My fault. I didn't know y'all were there.
Censor his hand.
Bruh. Did you see the collective logo on my head? Bruh.
The Griselda shit over your eyes.
Oh, please add that.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
You know, I was random.
Yeah.
Slightly random. Okay. I tutored this high schooler in algebra. But he asked me, like, randomly during his test. He was like, who you got in that new Godzilla versus King Kong? And I said King Kong.
Yeah.
Because Godzilla doesn't even have arms like that, first of all.
Didn't we say that?
And when have you ever seen him jump?
I don't like that.
He doesn't have agility. He has fire,
but he has fire, though.
He can go underwater.
Yo, me and Dev.
He sound like he got more strength.
This nigga shoots energy beams out of his fucking
That's
mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
What's King Kong got? He monkey?
He got strength in the white bitch. That's what he got.
Sorry.
That's it?
Grab a satellite dish.
He monkey?
Or he's going to use a satellite dish as a shield and block everything.
An energy fucking beam. This is a radioactive dragon lizard.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's going to happen like that because that would be too easy. Sure, that's like saying.
I think everybody's predicting that.
You said Godzilla versus the Power Rangers? It's the Power Rangers.
Well, yeah,
Godzilla versus King Kong? It's fucking Godzilla.
No, bro, you bugging out.
I think King the Kong movie is gonna wild, be King
bro.
Kong.
Godzilla.
They're
bro,
not gonna let him just.
Was Godzilla looking through the window, waiting for a white woman to give him attention?
That was
it's
him.
Black
he
History
evolved.
Year.
Yeah, this is a whole new Kong.
He's a Puerto Rican girl now.
I'm feeling.
Oh my god.
I'm not. He's not on the way. Dr. Umar wouldn't even like King Kong.
You watch Skull Island?
Yeah.
This Kong is on demon time right now.
Dog, but like Dr. Umar would not approve of this King Kong, bro. He after all the white women, bro. This is not what we envision
anymore.
He doesn't care about the white woman no more, man.
If he comes out with a kente cloth on, I'll change my mind.
I think no, I have to catch myself up on
King
that.
Kong pulls up. He pull up with King.
I think.
Kente? Oh yeah,
I'm gonna predict it now.
It's Kong winning.
It's gonna end in a draw, and then they're gonna swim away.
No, Kong's gonna win.
No,
Kong's gonna win.
If there is a winner, it's Kong. But I'm gonna predict that
it's gonna be a draw. Though neither of them gonna die.
Right.
It's gonna be two parts of the movie.
Right.
I'm calling it right now.
Yeah,
I'm calling it right now.
So wait.
It's gonna be two parts of the movie. One part of the movie is gonna be Godzilla whooping Kong's ass,
right?
And another part of the movie is gonna be Kong and Godzilla
coming back,
ass whoop, and then the humans are gonna be like
no,
trying
wait,
to fight.
Movie, he's gonna laser beam Kong in the chest, and the movie's gonna be.
We never
your movie.
Knew they had a
finish. That's how you see it
happening. Hey, I would like that.
Yo, talk about. So me and Dev was making fun of people 2 weeks ago for like, do niggas really sit up and be like, bruh? King Kong is that nigga. Like,
yes.
Godzilla would never beat that nigga ass. But then later on that night, I sent Devin a video. I was like, bro, they call it the Monsterverse, my nigga. Like, niggas actually sit here and, like, compare these monsters.
Really?
When I was talking to him,
seems corny.
I was like, I feel like anybody that's into those are just, like, really into, like, either, like, a Marvel universe, and they're just like, well, King Kong and Godzilla, that sounds cool. I didn't know that there was, like, a
I didn't know either.
I'm just saying, based on like, history of the two...
There's a
like, which, like, I just don't know if gorillas can block energy beams. Like, that's my whole point.
But where's the setting? Is the setting America or Japan?
Ooh, what is the setting? I don't know.
They're all over the place.
I've never read or watched this movie.
What I've gathered is they're going to find Kong. Not Kong. They're going to find
Godzilla.
Godzilla, because he's on some bullshit in Japan.
Okay.
So they like found Kong and put him on a boat.
Kong was in New York, right?
No, yeah, not in Skull Island.
No, he was on
the island.
New York at some point.
How many movies are in this?
It's only
Skull Island and Kong and Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Okay.
It's only those two.
That was a hard ass when he ripped that motherfucking dinosaur's mouth open.
He told that nigga to keep talking.
The 2006 King Kong with Jack Black.
That's such a great movie.
That's the best one.
Beautiful.
That's the best King Kong.
God, you ever listen to that score?
No.
I was looking at a large gorilla on the screen.
I think we had a song from that movie in our
probably it makes sense.
Yeah. It was what's her name? Flute solo at the beginning of Underworld. It's like
Anna. You don't have
to say her name.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you got some editing to do anyway.
Banana,
whatever.
Banana Blue.
Banana Blue.
Because her last name.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
You just keep going.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's funny, bro.
What?
We didn't think niggas actually sat around and talked about monsters. But it's lit, though.
But I'm saying it's Godzilla. Because
niggas do the
though.
Same it's, thing it's with Marvel, it's so it's the same thing.
I just can't. I don't know.
Bro,
he might have some fire shit on him.
Look, here we go. If I'm going to get into it.
He has an energy beam, T-Rex arms.
It's true, but like
King Kong gonna sweep the leg.
Do they do like a really cool like sound effect for when the beam happens?
I haven't seen
that. Yeah, crazy.
I feel it's one of those.
Have you not watched?
Isn't it one of those?
It's fine, bro.
Watch Godzilla, King of Monsters, bro.
On HBO Max.
It's
King Kong's gonna dodge.
That shit got they get them niggas got money for every movie,
bro.
Every
yeah, King
TV
Kong,
show.
Bro.
Because Godzilla can have energy beam, they're gonna give Kong double jump for the movie.
Bro, this is Smash Bros, bro. this is Smash Bros.
Well, I gotta tell you, y'all
play Smash Bros.
That's
Donkey Kong.
Smash Bros.
Dog, no, it's
Donkey Kong. Damn,
the Godzilla movie and the King
Donkey Kong and Bowser.
Smash, come on, man.
Donkey Kong and Bowser.
The little Stranger Things.
That's what I'm saying.
Against King Kong.
Think about Donkey Kong and Bowser.
How big is Bowser supposed to
be? Bowser's gonna win.
Is Bowser beating Donkey Kong?
I kept hearing King
Kong. No.
It depends. In Mario Kart, hell nah.
Yeah, that's Donkey.
Donkey Kong winning every time, bro. I don't know why his kart be so fast.
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong kart be so fast in every game, bro. It don't even make no fucking sense.
Yeah,
Mario Kart 64.
Yeah,
Donkey Kong was fast as fuck, bro. It was like Donkey Kong, Yoshi, and Toad.
I was about to say Toad was fast.
Toad was fast as fuck back then, bro. Like,
yo,
it didn't make no goddamn sense.
Yoshi's the GOAT, bro.
Alright.
I fuck with you.
Yo, what the fuck?
That nigga sounded
was
just
that accurate?
Like Yoshi, bro.
Yo, this shit was good as hell. What the hell? I was like, yo.
This nigga a voice actor. You go.
It's all right.
This nigga be practicing.
I'm usually getting roasted. I'll be doing my British accent. I'll be like, bah, oh, wah, oh. And everyone's like, nigga, yo, you suck, bro. You can't even do it. I'll be like, bow. And everyone's like, oh my God, this nigga sound like Yoshi. I'm sorry. I'm not used to credibility.
This nigga be practicing in his room and shit. It's all right. Noah, you can tell us you be practicing that in your room.
Yeah, he be in the mirror. He be in the mirror.
I just think you tried too hard on the water part.
I mean, but
Mike, can you pass me that bottle of water? That bottle of water.
Like, get the dick out of your mouth.
Bro, what if we all did a trip to like the UK or London and hey, Bob! Hey, hand me a bowl of water. If not, give me a nice cup of tea.
They're just gonna be like,
ah!
They're gonna get your ass.
Kick my ass. They're gonna shake my ass. They don't shoot out there. They stab.
It's like, what was that, man?
There's no guns out
Shut
there.
Up! Shut up, bro!
Ayo, bro.
Shut up.
Hey, bro.
You fucking Matt. What was it? Come on. He's like, you two, get up! We gotta pull that video up after the podcast.
Oh,
but like, it was a live show, and he was like, "I want nobody sitting down. You two, are you mad? Get off!"
I've never heard a British person say "nigger."
It's crazy. But that's my nicker.
Sounds like
my nicker.
Sounds like a semi-hard R.
Okay.
Nicker.
No. Oh my god. You want a sprout?
Not semi-hard.
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry, Tess. I give up. They say it. That's all I know. They say it.
They do say it.
From time to time.
Oh, anything else, guys?
Yeah, nothing else. We've been gone
for an hour. Whoa. How?
It feels like Twitch. We just be talking, bro.
I don't be numb.
Yeah, Clay's gonna lose.
Nah, he looked like he winning, honestly, off of just pure points.
Happening here?
I saw him, that's what it looked like.
This is the guy in the prison cell. Sorry.
I looked away a couple times.
Got tagged in his face, bro.
He's going to give up in a second.
Bruh. Full circle.
Take the booty.
Heck, look, he's taking the booty right
take
now.
The booty position.
What do you do, though?
I can't see this, y'all.
I'm sorry, but like...
I know that's perfect though.
We don't want them to see
like because you'll get fined for this shit.
Yeah,
being
Dev, you get struck
on video
for real. They that crazy? Yes. UFC's crazy like that.
Everybody.
Correct.
Damn.
Speaking of, Frankie Edgar's about to fight Corey Sandhagen, and Frankie Edgar is like very old.
Frankie the Answer Edgar.
Sit down, bro. Damn. He's very old.
Frankie.
Who's that? UFC?
Yeah, he's from UFC name.
I'm so tapped
out. What's the main event for the night, or is it just
no pun intended?
Alistair Overeem, who's also
Aren't you fasting?
As my kind of pop up right there, she was like, That's the softest shit. She ain't even shitting on herself. What the fuck?
Okay. I think.
Is that your scale?
No, well.
She's not even shitting everywhere. What is she doing?
Currently on the. This ain't even heavy. No fat.
Her feet ain't out.
We'll get into it.
Why she not deformed? That's tad shit right there.
What? What did I miss? All right, guys. If you can hear me, I'm turning the podcast off. Thank you for listening to the Collective Podcast. I'll see you in the next episode. I love y'all. Peace. Season.